Statement on behalf of international lawyers and Geneva Internal Center for Justice. As representatives of the civil society and active proponents of Palestinians' right to self-determination, we welcome this conference convened with the object of supporting peace in Palestine. As Palestinian statesman Mr. Nabil Shaath cogently pointed out in his opening statement to the conference, Palestine has been flexible in striving toward peace. To achieve its right to self-determination, it has offered a one- and two-state solution. Nevertheless, to date, the options of either living together as one people with equal respect and rights, or as two distinct nations, have been oftenly rejected by Israel. Its rejection of a single state or joint state solution has not only been in the form of words, but in the form of harsh, inhumane action over the course of 7 decades. These actions, combined with a constant denial of the rights to self-determination of the Palestinian people, constitute the international crime of genocide. The international community must recognize it, not only to condemn such horrendous crimes, but also to place an additional burden on every state. Indeed, the international community as a whole need to take effective actions to secure the right to self-determination of the Palestinian people, as this is the only viable manner of ensuring their protection. We therefore call on the committee, in the course of its future business, to seriously consider qualifying the Israeli actions as genocide. Although we are aware of the fact that the Palestinian Rights Committee is neither the Human Rights Council nor an international court, its mandate of securing the rights of the Palestinian people to make it an appropriate body for recognizing the crime of genocide. We also understand, as an organization of lawyers, that Israel's state's responsibility for genocide has very serious consequences. It means, for example, that every state in this room must act urgently and effectively to end the acts of genocide by ensuring the right to self-determination of the Palestinian people. Thank you.